Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Come on in. Come on in, family. We are going to talk about accountability today and how it is a fuel for creativity. And not only creativity, but all of the other principles. So come on in. Let's talk. So I am on a Ngusasaba challenge, and I'm going into my Ngusasaba challenge self-mastery journal. I get it when you take the e-course. Now, so I am approaching the end. I am on accountability, and I just want to give a shout out to our tribe that's meeting on Telegram. I mean, we got several threads on there, but we have one exclusively for those who are in the hashtag Ngusasaba challenge, and I want to send shots out, man. The conversation is dope. Now, I also came out of my mindset yesterday inspired because the conversation was just dope. Because one of the things I want people to understand is, let me use a term, because I lack another term to describe it, but we're formulating the philosophy of our culture, or better yet, we're engaging with the wisdom of our culture. Let's use that. And engaging with the wisdom, one of the things that you start running into is trying to translate your cultural ideas into the limited language, or the limited language that we face here in America, right? It's hard to express our concepts because the worldview that formed English was not the same worldview that we come out of. Many of us was born with it. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's, we held on to it genetically. We held on to it. Our ancestors are whispering to us, and we're looking for stuff, and it's hard to bring some of the stuff to light because we don't have the words for it. But when we hear the right combination of words, it get things working. And this comes, and this fits in perfectly with what we're talking about today, this whole idea of accountability, right? In the talk, I said accountability spurs creativity, and I titled this accountability is fuel for creativity, or the Kuumba principle, right? But it's also fuel for the other principles, because by being accountable, right, I hold myself to a different standard. I'm accountable to something outside of myself. Many of us have this idea of self-accountability, and we go easy on ourselves. We need those outside people. And this is why the discussions that you have, why you part of this course, right? Why you part of this course is very important. Why? Because it shows that you're doing the work, and it shows that you're putting the thought into it. The whole idea is not to get you to think like Brother Hatim, but to get you to think. I want to stress that. The Goose Chopper Challenge is not about getting you to think in a certain way. I'm trying to get you to think, because thinking is what separates the masses from the masters. You understand what I'm saying? Thinking, right? I want you, and I want to help you evolve your thinking into moving out of the box that you have been put into. And what accountability does, when you start setting up accountability networks, it causes or it forces you to have to move outside the box, because you're accountable to a system. You're accountable to a group, right? And you have to share your ideas. You have to do the work, or you can't be part of the group. Accountability is very clear. Either you do it, or, you know what I'm saying, you get left behind. You, boom, we passing you on. Boom, we putting you out. Accountability is a very serious thing. So when you are accountable to something higher than yourself, it pushes you to higher levels. All right? So when we talk about creativity, when I am accountable to Giami, I'm able to get creative beyond anything I ever thought I could do. When I am accountable to Giami, I can show the discipline that if it was just depending on me, I wouldn't be able to do it, right? And when I'm accountable to my family, when I'm accountable to my tribe, it brings a different level out of me. A lot of people talking about going to these different levels, going to beast mode, you know what I'm saying? I'm a savage, I'm boom, 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 you know what I'm saying? But what I'm telling you is, if you want to take that a step farther, figure out what you are accountable to. Build your accountability network or tribe. That's what we call it. Now, they take this. Build an accountability network, right? Who are you accountable to? Many of you, you know, you grown, so you're not accountable to anybody. So go on and live your happy grown life. But I and mine, we're choosing that accountability network, which is basically which is a term, right? Accountability network, we just use the term tribe, right? So, yo, this is Brother Hatim. I'm saying thank you for joining us on this journey, and I am out.